This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Haircuts from the Heart got its start in 1988, thanks to Sister Bonnie Steinlage, a Franciscan sister of the poor who believed everyone, including the poor and homeless, should have access to hair care. Ida Mueller has taken over the salon services, continuing Sister Bonnie's tradition of helping the poor. Ida, Sister Bonnie, and Executive Director of Franciscan Ministries, Elaine Ward, join us to talk about Haircuts from the Heart, and you can join our conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Elaine, Ida, and Sister Bonnie, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Sister Bonnie, what inspired you to start Haircuts from the Heart?
Well, it was inspired by the gospel for Ash Wednesday, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. And this verse is like 16 to 18, where it says, you know, when you pray, go to your room, close your door, pray to your Heavenly Father in secret, take care of your appearance, wash your face, and groom your hair. And I thought, wow, if I'm going to be hungry and praying for 40 days, I'm going to look pretty. I'm going to go to the beauty shop to get a perm. And I went to Sheila Toews, to their budget salon, and a young, handsome, young black man came out and called my name and said, Bonnie, I'm going to be your stylist. And I thought, oh, I had gorgeous blonde hair. And I thought, I don't know how to do his hair. How will he know how to do mine? And sitting there in fear and apprehension, it suddenly dawned on me, I could become a hairstylist, and as a Franciscan sister of the poor, who already are taking care of the poor, I could provide professional hair care for them. And the rest is history. It's been inspired by God, and God has really taken care of this ministry.
So you really took that part of the gospel to heart.
Oh, I really did. I really did. And I take a lot to heart from the gospels.
Did you have any experience in cosmetology when you started this?
Oh, no. No, it was not a profession, you know, for young women to go to. You know, we're talking, you know, back when I was young, which is 60-plus years ago. It was not to be a desirable profession back then.
How did you get the training you needed? What all did you have to go through?
Well, I wrote to my religious superiors and said, you know, I would like to become a hairstylist. I would like to go to beauty school.
And they said what?
They said yes.
Did that surprise you?
It did. It really did. Because it was almost unheard of. There was one of our other sisters, Sister Rose Carmel. She was much older than I, and she had asked to go to beauty school to take care of our elderly sisters and to work in our nursing home. And but I was kind of wild-like. You know, I wasn't the typical holy nun. I was spirited, you might say. So, yes, I was surprised they said yes. But when God calls, you know, all the rest will follow through. And that's what happened.
Now, was it just you when you started doing this, Sister Bonnie?
Yes.
Okay. And how much has it grown since then?
Well, let's put it this way. I've been all over the country talking about it because the first salon company was Aveda, became very interested. And that's another whole story. And then the Paul Mitchell School got very, or the Paul Mitchell Company got very involved in it. And so now the Paul Mitchell students from the Cincinnati School of Beauty out in Sharonville, they come to work with us. And we have grown to a Franciscan Haircuts Voucher Program to work with social service centers and other established salons who are on bus lines to take care of the overflow of people that we cannot handle ourselves. So it has gone tremendously.
Getting a lot of support for this and a good reaction from people to it.
Oh, yes. They say, I never thought, how did the people who were poor and homeless, where would they ever get their hair cut? So the reactions and their questioning look on their face, I wish I had a camera. It's amazing and astounding, like, oh, my gosh, never thought of that one.
Elaine, what talk about why this is important, how this fits in with Franciscan Ministries.
Well, Franciscan Ministries is a private nonprofit that is sponsored by the Franciscan Sisters of the Poor. And really, Franciscan Haircuts from the Heart that Sister Bonnie started is the very first program of the ministries. But we serve a whole array of people. And pretty much it's people meeting their basic human needs. And we target low-income people, homeless, and we do that through a variety of services, which range from independent living for older adults. We are a frontline, almost triage service for women who are involved in prostitution and are addicts. We help them with basic care needs. We have an art program where we go to sites where there's psychiatric treatment programs, addiction treatment programs, where we provide some of the healing experience of art. And then we do service learning experience for young adults where they can come for a week and volunteer in various social service agencies. Plus, we have a community garden where we have refugees feed their families, about 40 gardeners. And we also have community gardeners that raise crops for themselves and also to donate to other social services serving the needy. We have an event space called the Centennial Barn, which helps. It's corporate meetings, receptions, events, wedding ceremonies or wedding receptions. And that helps support our overall mission work.
Now, Haircuts from the Heart, how does this benefit people? Talk about how that particular program helps folks.
Well, it's really wonderful because you think about people that are experiencing homelessness. You know, just to sort of get a start or to move forward in some way, you can't do that without the dignity of sort of being looking clean and decent. And that may be the step that you need to make a step out of the situation you're in. So it's very critical, basic need. We have, in recent times, we have taken our haircuts program, and Ida can talk about that, but we have taken it to programs where some of the people can't come to us for a haircut. So we go on site at behavioral health care programs, psychiatric care facilities, homeless facilities, where we take our haircuts to them.
So, Ida, you're getting the haircut program out into the public. Tell us about that some more.
Definitely. I go to City Gospel Mission, Our Daily Bread, Prince of Peace, which is the Bridges program for a Lutheran church, the Prospect House, and let's see, there's 21 different places I go to that I service. And then there's special events on top of that that ask me to come and see what I can do with the area they're in. And I'll be going to the Salvation Army shortly and doing a special event for them. And it's just a wonderful ministry because I get the hands-on with these folks that I'm going to go get a job. I need a haircut. I got to look good. And I get to do the first image for them. And they're just very happy. And everything, you see a total transition. You see glum, and then they're just so bright and happy by the end. It's beautiful.
Well, Sister Bonnie started this. Tell me, how did you come to be involved in it?
Well, I heard that she needed assistance from a friend of mine about 2012. She was getting up in age. And so, you know, I had a calling, and I've never gone to school myself, and I put myself through school and 2012 and graduated in 2014.
So you had to get your cosmetology training too.
Yes. Okay. I did that in Kentucky. And I still went, got my Kentucky board license, and then I went and got my Ohio State Board license and my manager's license really easy in Ohio. And it's just been ongoing ever since. So,
any idea how many people you've served through this program?
I can tell you about how many we do a month.
Okay.
320 haircuts per month.
That's a lot of haircuts.
That's a lot of haircuts because it's only 5 days a week and possibly 4 hours a day.
And so. I would add that, you know, one of the interesting things is this past year we had a salon, a brick and mortar salon that was part of St. John Social Services and near Findlay Market, and that closed. And so Haircuts was homeless. So we're looking for new space. And we have a plan to move in with some other social service agencies, with St. Francis Serif Ministries, who serve a similar population on Liberty Street in the old St. Anthony Messenger, part of the St. Anthony Messenger building. But that's a year out. So we came up with our traveling haircut approach in the meantime, and we've found that it's been met an incredible need. And so I think once we get settled in our new salon, we will really essentially keep both things going. So it's grown.
So the traveling haircut program, is that part of the hair care voucher program, or is that something different?
Something different.
So that grew out of all this. Tell us about that.
Well, once we do get our new salon, and we're thinking about 2017, I will still work in that salon and go out 2 days a week. So I'll still be traveling to other places. And because there's still places where sometimes the people can't get to where we are, either it's money or mental issues or anything that might keep them from us. And so I feel the need that we can still keep providing that hair care for them outside of a salon, and then still have those who can afford to come in to the salon and get a full salon visit. And that is very remarkable. It's so good when you can put your hands through their hair, wash their hair, get a soothing shampoo massage. It is the best feeling. You know, when we go and get our hair cut at a salon, it is just to die for. And we make that way for us too. And we don't care who it is. We just make them feel as good as we want to feel.
And talk about what you charge.
Oh, we only charge $2 a haircut.
Wow.
Or a grocery bag of smashed aluminum cans. That's what we charge when they're in the salon. And if they get a perm or a relaxer, which it has to be shoulder length hair, it's only $5. You can't go anywhere to get a haircut or a full salon, just everything for a salon for that price at all.
So, Elaine, how do you fund the program beyond that?
Well, the Franciscan Sisters of the Poor, as I said, sponsor Franciscan Ministries work, and their foundation helps us, but we really rely heavily on donations at Franciscan Ministries. It's critical to help us support our staff time, just the travel now that we're sort of on the road taking haircuts to people. That's part of my job to help diversify our funding as the Franciscan Sisters pay for part of what we do. And in the past, as you can see with Sister Bonnie, they provided their work without a fee. As the sisters are getting older, we have more lay staff carrying out the work that the sisters got started.
Are you looking for barbers and stylists to volunteer their time?
Definitely. They can call 513-381-0111.
Okay. And we'll have that number as well at the WVXU.org website. Sister Bonnie, are you amazed by this? This has to put a huge smile on your face hearing how far this program has gone.
I really am amazed, how a little idea like that has just grown. But when I look back, I am living out my baptismal name. Bonita Veronica Regina Steinlage. That's my real name. And Bonita means beautiful. So we help people to look beautiful. Veronica, one who wipes the face of Jesus. And boy, do we wipe Jesus. The faces that we clean up is really something. And Regina means queenly or just royalty. And when our people come in bent over and so ashamed of their appearance, and when we cut their hair, they stand up and they say, "Wow, I feel human again. I can hardly keep a dry eye." And then my last name is Steinlage. It means stone layer or foundation. So we're giving people the foundation of their human dignity. to stand tall and to look and feel like kings and queens. So yes, I am amazed, but with God, all things are possible. Even the unimaginable is possible.
Ida, how gratifying is this to you?
Oh, I'm teared up. Every time she speaks, I just, she is my mentor. But she has hit it totally, the nail on the head, because there's no words. But when these folks, I can picture one that when we had the salon, just looked in the mirror and had to take a double look and then a triple look, and then he cried because he looked so good and so different. That's what we do. And it's just, and after they leave, then we lose it. But, you know, while we're there, we give them, yes, keep on going, keep moving forward. That's what we do. We have a positive affirmation of everything that we do. We build people up every day. And it's the most beautiful thing anybody can do. And I'm just in love with this ministry. I didn't think I could ever do anything like this before. I was an administrative assistant, and I love working with my hands. And when I felt the call, it was like it was on, because I always wanted to be what they said back in the day, a beautician, and now they call us stylist. And I wanted to be one as a little girl, and I've always cut my own hair. And today I get to do it professionally and make everybody feel as good as I do.
Elaine?
Wow. I mean, I have to say, when I've gone to see Ida in action, she was at Greater Cincinnati Behavioral Health giving haircuts to people. And, you know, she's right. And a lot of hugs go around with it, too. A haircut and a few hugs.
Well, Elaine, Ida, and Sister Bonnie, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Ida Mueller, Sister Bonnie Steinlage, and Executive Director of Franciscan Ministries, Elaine Ward.